and to talk Packers a little bit this morning as the preseason does wind down. We head to the K-Lines where we have Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com and the Maple Street Press Packers Annual 2011. Brian, how you doing this morning?
Very good, Bart. Glad to be joining you.
We got Packers-Chiefs tonight. For the average fan in Wisconsin, with the Badgers starting tonight and the Brewers finishing up a series with the Cardinals, do the Packers almost, are they the third wheel in Wisconsin sports tonight? Could that even be possible?
It is, perhaps, because it's the only meaningless game. The Brewers are in pennant race, and the Badgers begin their regular season in a game that counts. If they're going to win the national championship, they're going to have to win tonight, and this is the only game that really doesn't count, but everybody loves the Packers, and regardless, they'll be keeping tabs on the game, even if some of the other teams are taking precedence.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a fan in Wisconsin right now. Obviously, it doesn't count in the standings, and for fans, this may be the game that they can tune out and feel okay with the most, but there's a lot of guys tonight on that field that this game does count, this game does matter. What are some battles that you expect to see get contested for tonight as far as position-wise?
Yes, tonight's game is all about the last guys on the roster who are going to make the 53-man roster in the regular season, the guys fighting for those last spots on the team. And a couple places that are really up for grabs right now were some of the positions along the offensive line, not the starters, but the backups, the guys fighting to be the eighth and ninth offensive linemen. Guys like Nick McDonald and Evan Dietrich Smith are fighting to be the backup center on the team. And then at outside linebacker, you've got the young rookies, guys like who have stood out, like Vic Sooto and Jamari Lattimore. They're battling veterans like Brad Jones, who have been with the Packers for a couple seasons. So tonight is very important for them. It'll be their Super Bowl tonight.
And it shows just how strong some of these rookies are, because they're contending with, of course, the Super Bowl champion roster. They're also contending with 15, 16-some guys coming off the IR that want their spots back. So for some of these rookies to be in contention for spots tonight, I think Ted Thompson did a pretty good job bringing guys in both in the draft and from free agency this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Another guy who is fighting for a spot on the team would be rookie wide receiver Torrey Gurley. He's fighting with Chaston West if the Packers keep six wide receivers on the team, and even that isn't a given. The Packers are very deep at wide receiver at the top five with stars like Greg Jennings and Donald Driver and a couple others as well. So a lot of rookies fighting for playing time, but they do appear to be good, and this is a deep team.
So the game tonight, the coverage here, 5 o'clock on K107.1, the kickoff at 7. Brian, when do the Packers have to make these decisions to who they're going to cut, who they're going to keep?
I believe the exact time is 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Usually teams wait till the last moment to announce these cuts. They don't kind of want to give other teams a heads up on who they're cutting, or they try to keep other teams in the dark as much as possible. But, 5 p.m. on Saturday, they announce the players who will make the roster and those who won't be as well.
Do we expect to see any action from the starters tonight? If you got a football diehard wanting to watch some of the Packers flip to the Badgers, should he key in the beginning? Is he going to see Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to see Greg Jennings? Or maybe do we have to wait until next Thursday?
No, the starters will start the game. How long they play probably won't be very long. A series, maybe two. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to start the game. He had a foot strain earlier in the week that kept him out of practice one day, but head coach Mike McCarthy says he expects them to play and start, so he'll play for a series or two. Head coach Mike McCarthy has also announced that a couple guys with nagging injuries probably won't play, especially several of the players on the receiving corps. James Jones is going to be held out. Randall Cobb's going to be held out. Tight end Michael Finley is going to be held out. They just kind of have little nagging injuries. They want to keep them ready for the regular season. But some of the starters will play, like Greg Jennings, Aaron Rodgers, some of the stars. You will see in action tonight, albeit briefly.
And I want to ask you, talking with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, I want to ask you, Brian, We'll talk about it a little more next week, but the Packers are a team that didn't really practice too much during the lockout. Their opponents for the regular season opener, the New Orleans Saints, they got together quite a bit and held some practices. Are you confident that the Packers are ready to face the Saints? I really think this opening week game next week is going to be one of their tougher battles of the season. Do you think the Lambeau crowd's going to go home happy next week, or what's your gut telling you right now about next Thursday?
It's interesting whether or not the Packers win or lose or the Saints win or lose it, people are going to draw conclusions mm-hmm. about how much the teams practiced in the off season and how that had an impact on the outcome of the games. The Packers could win by one, and all of a sudden people will be saying that the Saints wasted their time by putting all these off-season practices in, even though they could still play a relatively good game. Anyhow, my gut is telling me the Packers will win. Being at home, the last time to celebrate last year's Super Bowl championship, they'll be unveiling the banner or the numbers up on the Ring of Honor that 2011 or the 2010 season, I suppose, that the Packers won the Super Bowl. So I think they'll be amped up in front of the home crowd, and the Packers will come away with a win.
And we'll get into that a little bit more next week, but we can send you to the game. We're sending one lucky listener a pair of tickets. We're going to draw those tickets on Saturday at Verizon Wireless. You got to come sign up between 12 and 2. We're going to name the winner at 150. That's Verizon Wireless on Rolling Meadows Drive in Fond du Lac. Also, the game tonight. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. The game tonight, coverage starts here at 5. The kickoff at 7. Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, the Maple Street Press, Packers Annual 2011, now in stores everywhere throughout the state. Thanks so much for joining us this week, and have fun today. It's going to be a fun day for Wisconsin fans here.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Bart. We'll talk to you later.